Good morning. A front draped across interior New York and New England is the focus for scattered showers, which already moved into the region overnight and now early this morning. As we get into the mid-morning hours, the rain will become steady as a wave of low pressure rides along the front and through the region. In southernmost parts of New York and New England, temperatures will surge through the 60s and into the lower 70s, while most of the rest of interior New York and New England will remain in the 40s to around 50, even some 30s, closer to the Canadian border. Most everyone will see plain, steady rain with bursts of rain at times as the low pressure wave moves through, although some wet snow will be mixed in, especially early today across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. The temperature contrast will be realized right on through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Even as the wave of low pressure passes by, a north-northwest wind will develop late tonight. And as we clear out, temperatures will drop back down through the 30s and toward freezing. Overnight lows across northern parts of New York and New England will even be down into the 20s. So a chilly start tomorrow, though with high pressure overhead, we will have a return to sunshine through the day. Temperatures decidedly cooler than average and staying in the middle and upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds dry on Thursday with highs in the 50s once again. We'll begin to warm up slightly as we head toward the upcoming weekend. Not a big warm-up, but with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Friday, and staying in the lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather for the upcoming weekend. The next front will make an approach early next week with a chance of showers by the end of the day on Monday, with highs dipping back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of southern Nebraska into Kansas and Oklahoma, with an enhanced and slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding this area for most of the central and southern plains. Significant severe thunderstorms will be possible across this region this afternoon into the nighttime hours. Tornadoes, some strong, will be possible, in addition to very large hail and damaging winds. Southerly low-level flow will advect increasingly high, rich moisture, with surface dew points rising into the mid and upper 60s, and strong heating will contribute to very unstable conditions during the afternoon. The cap is forecast to erode as stronger forcing for ascent overspreads the destabilized air mass during the afternoon. Increased speed and directional shear will enhance the risk for all severe weather modes through and into the evening hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with moderate snow and fog, 23 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 40 degrees, the dew point 32. 73% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and falling rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Cotulla and Laredo, both in Texas, to a low of 13 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston, cloudy with rain, temperatures falling into the 30s. In Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 52. That's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 1.33 inches, which is 1.30 inches below normal. And 7.82 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.81 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 90, set in 1990, and the record low, 24, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:51 p.m., 13 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cold with rain and mountain snow this morning. Scattered showers this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with rain this morning, scattered showers this afternoon, and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cold with rain this morning, scattered showers this afternoon, and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clearing tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain this morning, scattered showers this afternoon, and highs in the lower 50s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and cold with rain this morning, scattered showers this afternoon, and highs in the mid-40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cool, mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, cool on Thursday in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, lower 60s all 3 days through the weekend. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Monday with high temperatures in the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.